Okay, good evening, everybody. Gan Erev Shabbos, Gan Chodesh Kislev. Welcome back to our Shabbos Pirkei Avos class learning. Hope everybody is well as we journey towards Chanukah Be'ezrat Hashem and enjoyed a meaningful week. Welcome back. So tonight's sponsor, me and Sarah Bodner have been learning for quite a while because I'll tell you, and I was in Israel on a teaching trip in November 2016. We were on the trip together. So that was already 6 years ago, Kanainer, and presumably we were learning together before then. So tonight's shiur is sponsored by my friend Sarah Bodner. Actually, I just realized she has Baruch Hashem a new married name, Pfeffer, I think. Okay, she's sponsoring the Zecher Nishmas, her father, on the occasions of his Yahrzeit, which is Yud Aleph Kislev. This shiur should be Zchus Aliyah Neshama for Avram Daniel ben Moshe Yehuda. Zichrono Levracha. And interestingly, when she sent me the name and she said the Yahrzeit is 11th Kislev, the Zecher Nishmas, I said, do you want to tell me something about your father? So initially she didn't. So all she said is he learned by Samer. He was a Samer Rebbe's Chazer Bacher, and he was a total Anav. She said, so there's no need to say anything because he was a total Anav. She said, no need to say anything but his name. And his Yahrzeit is Yud Aleph Kislev. She says he hopes he is Shepping Naches from his descendants, his daughter, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren, Baruch Hashem, Kein Yerbu. So this year should be his Chas Aliyah Neshama for Avram Daniel ben Moshe Yehuda on the occasion of his Yahrzeit, Yud Aleph Kislev. And I thank my friend Sarah Bodner, I think it's Sarah Bodner Pfeffer, very much for her sponsorship of tonight's year. So let's get right into our learning. Last week we learned about the concept of Moda al Ha'emes. Well, we took a little bit of a, if you remember, one of the seven traits of a Talmud Chacham compared to the seven traits of a Boor, someone who is Moda al Ha'emes, it doesn't only mean to admit the truth, and it doesn't only mean to be thankful for the truth, but like we understood last week, there's an important element in every Jewish person, which is the ability that we have of perseverance and to never give up. No matter how difficult and overwhelming a situation seems, to be a Jew, a Yehudi, after the tribe Yehuda, is to never give up. We quoted from Rabbi Yisachar Frand, if you remember last week, one of the reasons, the lesser known reasons, that we are called Yehudim is because a Jew never gives up. Like Yehuda in Vayigash, when all hope seemed lost because the Gavia has been found in Binyamin's saddle pack. And Yosef says he's going to keep, the viceroy says he's going to keep you as a saddle pack, as a servant, and the rest of them are free to go. When all the other tribes shrank back and they were afraid, it was Yehuda who stepped forward, who spoke harshly to Yosef, who refused to give up. And that is what it means to be a Yehudi, to be Moda, that even when you're facing the truth, that a person never gives up. And this is an important midah, which has a fundamental midah, which has been responsible for not only every individual's perseverance over individual nisyonos, but also our survival and triumph as a nation. And I want to share with you a piece that I, as a follow-up to last week. Here we go. Okay, could you see it says Abraham's journey at the top of my screen? Okay. This is from a Sefer of Teachings of Rav Salvechik. Actually, if you were in my shiur this morning, we quoted a different piece from the Sefer Abraham's Journey, also Rabbi Salvechik. So this is from Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav Zatzal. Right. He talks about this idea of what it means to be a mother, but he relates it to Avram Avinu. So he's not only talking about a mother as in a female, but a mother figure. Avram Avinu is also a mother, so to speak, and Sarah to all the souls that they converted in Haran, to their child Yitzchak. So let us learn. He says, first of all, which is cut off, but you see here, that to be a teacher, we'll start at the very first line, is to turn one's face to the future, to sacrifice continually for a great vision that may never be realized during the teacher's lifespan. A teacher may invest so much into their student, a parent into their child, and you may never even see the realization of that vision during your lifetime. And yet the teacher slash mother never gives up. We will start here. It is not implausible. It is not implausible to link the verb Aleph Mem Nun Amuna. The root word of the word Amuna is Aleph Mem Nun. It is not implausible to link this verb, Aleph Mem Nun, the root, to aim, mother. If you look at the word Aleph Mem Nun as a three-letter root, and then you shorten it to a two-letter root, what you're left with is Aleph Mem, aim. mother. So at the root of Amuna is a mother. The root of Amuna is Av Mem Nun. The root of Av Mem Nun is Aleph Mem. Because the mother is a person of unwavering Amuna. Not only in the Ribbono Shel Olam does she never give up. Not only in herself does she never give up, but in her child. Says the Rav, she is the foremost teacher of and believer in the child. He could have a rabbi, he could have a teacher, he could have a mora. The foremost teacher and believer in the child is the omein. Interesting that omein is nursemaid. Omein is amuna, faith. And both omein and amuna share the same root, alf mem nun, which can be shortened to alf mem. So you don't think it's compelling and interesting that an omein is a nursemaid and the exact same word spells amuna, faith? What does it tell you about the nursing mother? What does it tell you about the nursemaid of the child? She never gives up on the child. A mother will never despair of her child. Never. Nor will she spare any effort to further her child's welfare. And this doesn't mean when everything is going perfect in chinuch habanim. It means you're going to hit bumps along the road. It means your child will have struggles. It means you will see your child go through nisyonos. And yet the mother will never despair of her child. She will never spare any effort to fulfill, further the child's welfare. Even though she does not expect to live long enough necessarily to enjoy the fruits of her toil and sacrifice. The mother is the most unselfish being. Her faith in her child can never be shaken. This is really addendum or part two, even though I plan to get to two new Mishnayos tonight and share another, please God help me. This is really an addendum to last week, and I didn't have time for last week, but it's so powerful and I want to share it with you. On this concept of to be a Yehudi is to never give up. Not only in Jewish destiny, not only in the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to never give up on the Geula, ani ma'amin be'emunah shleima, ma'amin. But also individually, the mother never gives up. She will never despair of her child. She will not spare any effort to further a child's welfare, even though she might not live long enough to enjoy the fruits of her toil. The mother is the most unselfish being. Why? Not because she does laundry, not because she buys things in the grocery, not because she cooks supper, not because she takes the kinder to the school bus. Why is she the most unselfish being? Because her faith in her child can never be shaken. No matter how bleak the picture looks, and sometimes things are difficult, the mother never gives up. She will patiently try to do some particular thing for her child. She may do it over and over again. Since failure, however disappointing, does not weaken her determination to bring out the best and the finest in the child. It's so moving. It's so important, and it's so powerful. No matter how many times she fails at a certain endeavor, to help the child come to fruition, no matter what, and no matter how disappointed it is, her determination to bring out the best and the finest in a child will never be weakened. The term aim, the aim, is unconditionally committed to the child. And that's why it's the two-letter root of the three-letter root of the word amuna. Because the ultimate amuna, besides the Ribbono Shel Olam, amuna and the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is the ultimate amuna, is the amuna of the aim in her child. The aim is unconditionally committed to her child, in whose capability she has unrestricted trust. And therefore, to believe in the child and to bring up the child are identical accomplishments. To believe in and to bring up are identical. If you believe in the child, you're going to bring up the child. If you bring up the child, you believe in the child. The believer must be able to engage in a great educational task, to pick up the debris of a shattered world and reconstitute a harmonious creation. The teacher, the mother, the aim, the believer, has a great educational task before them. They must pick up the debris of a shattered world. They must reconstitute a harmonious, they have to rebuild something harmonious from what is shattered. Sometimes a child is shattered. Sometimes a student is shattered. Sometimes your efforts are shattered. And yet because we never give up, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, the aim will reconstitute, recreate, rebuild a harmonious creation from what has been broken. She will seize human talent and capability in an ongoing array of deeds. She sees the best in her child. Hani Machas, it says in the biography, when she used to come home from PTA, if she would get bad reports, she would tell the children all the wonderful things the teacher said. She will seize human talent and capability in an ongoing array of deeds. She will suffuse these powers with meaning and integrate them into a redeemed personality. She will suffuse these powers, the powers in the child, with meaning. She will focus on the strengths in the child. She will integrate those powers into the redeemed personality. The believer, therefore, the omein, the aim, is committed to the reconstruction of human society. What does that mean, to reconstruct society? That we never give up, then even when things seem broken and shattered, even when we think we failed, chas v'shalom. By yigosh elav Yehuda, to be moda al ha'amis, is to be a Yehudi, to be a Yehudi is to be a believer. The believer is committed, therefore, to the reconstruction of human society. We never give up on the world or society. And the catharsis, the cleansing of every individual. All this must happen in a natural, evolutionary way. The mother is the most natural being. In the most natural way, she maintains her faith in her child. Through progressive action, and while man, like an infant, learns to take his first ascending steps up the steep mount of the Lord. The mother waits patiently, lovingly, unwaveringly, with devotion, while that infant learns to take his first ascending steps, miyala bahar Hashem umiyakum b'makom kacho. It's a quote from Tehillim Chavdal, even though the Rav doesn't reference it. She waits and waits, even if the child has fallen off the mountain. The teacher waits and waits for the child to take their first ascending steps up the steep mount of the Lord. If any of you are teachers, I know at least one person here who is. This doesn't only apply to the mother figure. The element of faith is indispensable for any pedagogical endeavor. If you are a teacher, you must embody the ideal of the Omein. A teacher who lacks confidence in his pupil, a teacher who does not believe the pupil can grasp the idea he passes on to him, will never be successful. The teacher who does not believe in his students, the parent who does not believe in the child, the rabbi who does not believe in the talmidim, the one who lacks confidence in the pupil, will never be successful. The teacher must also have faith, Amuna, Omein, that learning will have a moral impact upon the disciple. We believe that knowledge, Chachma, Bina, and Das, is redemptive. Redemption comes with knowledge, and it is a therapeutic performance. A pessimist must never do any teaching. A pessimist may not be entrusted with the care of a child, since his efforts are doomed to failure from the very outset. It doesn't say the child is always on the right derech. It doesn't say everything is always going to be smooth. It doesn't say the student's always going to be the A+ or the Aleph plus Talmud. Maybe they won't be. But a pessimist must never do any teaching. A pessimist must not be entrusted with the care of a child. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Who is he stepping forward for? The small child. The young son. It's indicative, even though Binyamin really had 10 children. They call him the Ben Zakunim. Yehuda's stepping forward to save the young boy. Because a Jew never gives up. A teacher never gives up. An Omein aim never gives up. And so a pessimist may never do any teaching. He must find a different profession. He must not be a teacher. He may not be entrusted with the care of the child. Because the pessimist's efforts are doomed to failure from the very outset. All educational activities are identical with mothering. Again, if you're a teacher, I know there's one here. I'm sure this resonates very strongly. All educational activities are identical with mothering. For what is mothering if not displaying unlimited faith in the child? The mother's entire message is built on a foundation of, I will never give up on you. And that's what it means to be a Yehudi. Like Yehuda, who never gave up. And now he relates this to Avram, which is why I said he doesn't mean the mother female per se. Avram had such faith. The proof is his intercession on behalf of Sodom. Avram asked that God not destroy Sodom if there are 10 righteous people. Prima facie, I know I don't say it properly. At face value, we don't understand Avram's request. Why shouldn't the Almighty punish the wicked and save the righteous? Why did Avram intercede with God that no harm be done to the entire city? Where's the logic? Avram believed that the righteous would, in the course of years, change the whole structure of the city. Avram believed that those 10 righteous would, over time, change the whole structure of the city. He believed that those righteous would succeed in bringing the wicked back to God, because Avram was an omein, along with his wife Sarah. To be an omein, a nursemaid, is to be an aim, a mother. To be an aim, a mother, is to never give up, like Yehuda, who stood up for the ben zekunim. Yehuda was fighting for the young child. Avram believed that the righteous would succeed in bringing the wicked back to God. Avram held the view that a teacher is all-powerful. There is nothing he cannot do, which is exactly what Yehuda felt. At that moment, not in a Gaivitic sense, but in a sense of I have a Muni on God and I know. There is nothing I cannot do, Yehuda said. Ki kamocha kapar, I'm going to kill you like I'm going to kill Paro if you don't let the boy go. And that is why Avram said, Hashofe kol aretz lo yasa mishpah. Will the judge of all earth not do justice? Avram knew and believed that there is hope for every human being, including the most wicked. Today there are so many children who are so confused. They are so lost. They are floundering. They are not on a healthy path. The question is not only what path the children are on, but what path the parent and the teachers are on. How do we relate to these children? How do we guide these children? Do we believe in these children? Avram is the father of the Ummah Yisrael. I saw something interesting that I never thought of before. How interesting that his name begins with an Aleph and ends with a Mem. You think it's an accident? Don't I tell you all the time that nothing in Lashon HaKodesh is an accident? Perhaps I say in every single shir, if not in every single, then in every other for sure. That's very interesting. And you're left with Bez Reish He. We could spell Bahar on the mountain. Interesting. Bahar Hashem Yira'ah. The pivotal, most climactic moment of Avram Avinu's life was on the Bahar. Al Echad Haharim Asher Amari Lecha. Bahar Hashem Yira'ah. On that mountain, Bahar, Avram Avinu, the absolute aim, never gave up. He didn't give up on God, himself, or his child Yitzchak. Avram Avinu's name begins with Aleph and ends with a Mem, and the middle three letters spell Bahar, which proved that Avram never gave up. There is hope for every human being, Avram teaches us, including the most wicked. Avram exhibited limitless patience. Does the teacher, does the parent not need limitless patience? And disregarding the injustice and vulgarity with which he was treated from time to time. Avram was treated with injustice by Paro, by Avimelech. He was treated with vulgarity. They took Sarah. But he continued to preach the name of God. That's what it means to be a teacher. That's what it means to be an omein, a nursemaid. That's what it means to be an aim, a mother. And that's what it means to be a Baal Emuna, one of great faith. Noach lacked this kind of faith and therefore failed as a teacher. In a word, what is the religious teacher? It's such a powerful piece. It's so moving. It's so important and it's so relevant. In a word, the religious leader is an instructor. The religious leader is a teacher, an educator, charged with one mission, the mission of completing God's work. The religious leader, the teacher, is a helper. He is a companion of God. He works with God. God is the Malame Torah, the Amei Yisrael, and then we have our Malamdim who teach us the Word of God. He is the helper and companion of God through a dedicated effort of gradually enlightening the ignorant, ennobling what is vulgar and coarse. The teacher must reveal to man his great capability. That's the role of the teacher. To let the child know how wonderful they are. That's the role of the parent, to never give up on the inherent goodness in that child. And it is the job of the teacher, / instructor, / mother, to lead towards a great destiny. The teacher must have faith in God, and at the same time, faith in man. He must be both a ma'amin and an omein, same shorash, a believer and a nursemaid. He must be both patient while he waits for the child to return and courageous in that he sees the good in the child. Avram Avinu was such a person. Yehuda was such a person. We must be such a person. One more time. Where am I up to? I'm not going to go through the whole thing again. Just going back up to the first page. A mother will never despair of her child. Moda al ha'ames. To be moda is to, at the same time that you acknowledge and admit the truth of the situation in front of you, you grab the mida of Yehuda, moda, Yehudi, and state unequivocally that I never give up. Because the pessimist must never do any teaching. The pessimist may never be entrusted with the care of a child. The one who gives up in despair is doomed to failure from the very outset. Not because of the child, but because of the teacher. A mother will never despair of her child. And that's why the amuna verb can be shortened to alf mem nun, can be shortened to alef mem. A mother will never despair. She will never spare any effort to further a child's welfare. She is the most unselfish being because the faith in her child can never be shaken. She will try over and over. And even if she fails, her determination is not weakened to bring out the best and the finest. The aim is unconditionally committed to her child. In his capability, she has unrestricted trust. And therefore, it is a great educational task to be a believer in a natural evolutionary way. And so the element of faith, emuna, is indispensable for any pedagogy endeavor. A teacher must have absolute confidence in the pupil, or he may not be a teacher. We are called Yehudim. It's incredible. Why are you saying Harav and Harav? Was I showing you the wrong thing? Oh, Harav, very, very nice. Oh, very nice. Avraham, Aleph Men, Harav, very nice. Beautiful, I like it better than Bahar. Beautiful, Esti and Sherry Dagani, very, very nice. Both said the same thing. Beautiful, actually the same time. Esti at 8:19, Sherry Dagani at 8:20. Kol Amar Davar B'Shem Omer Maviv Gula La'olam. That's also Pirkei Avos, by the way. Beautiful. Beautiful. The aim and the teacher, Harav, are synonymous with each other. We're not talking about gender. We're talking about a pedagogy, outlook and hashkafa of believing the child. Very nice. I want to quote from two different Mishnahs in Pirkei Avos now. That was further to Moda al ha'emes, as well as Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omer, Mevi Geula La'olam. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos Perek Av Mishnah Zayin, Nita Harbeli Omer. Nita Harbeli used to say, Harcheik mi shachin ra, stay far away from a bad neighbor. Al tischaber l'rasha, do not be in a chabura, a group of wicked. Al titya eish min hapur anus. This relates very much to the piece that we just did. Do not despair when you face pur anus. Yeush. Do not feel a sense of overwhelming despair that you feel like you want to give up when you are facing pur'anus, affliction, difficulty. That's a better word for pur'anus. If anyone can think of a word, because I like to try and translate, you can put it on the chat, please. So Nita Arbeli teaches us, Al titya eish min her pur'anus, when you face challenges and difficulties in life, do not despair. That's the key nekuda, the necessary ingredient for the mother slash teacher slash rabbi figure, not to despair. One more Mishnah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tesvav, Rabbi Yanai Omer, Ein biyadenu lo mishalvas harashayim, va'af lo miyasurei hatzadikim. It is not in our hands to grasp, to understand, why the Rasha'im seem to have a life of tranquility and why Tzaddikim seem to suffer. These two teachings are very much related. Nita Ha'erbeli teaches us, Al titya eish min her per anus. When you face difficulties in life, do not give into a sense of yeush, absolute despair, hopelessness. Do not give up. like we just learned, to be a Yehudi is to never give up. And Rabbi Yane Omer, Ein biyadenu, it is not in our hands. We don't understand. Lo mishalves harasha'im, we don't understand the tranquility that the wicked are granted. Ve'af lo miyesurei hatzadikim, and we don't understand the tribulations and trials that the righteous face. I'm going to quote from an article, Mishpacha, from September 2022, that ties all of these ideas together. This idea of never giving up, which is what it means to be a Yehudi. The Omein, who has absolute Amuna as an aim figure in the child. The teaching that we should never despair when facing Pur'anus, Altis Ya'esh Min HaPur'anus, says Nita Erbeli. And the truism of life, which is like what Biani says, Ein Biyadenu. If something is in your hand, this paperclip is in my hand. So that means I can grasp it, I can touch it, I can feel it, I can identify it, I can understand it because it's in my hand. Ein Biyadenu. It is not in our hand. Lo mishalves harasha'im, the tranquility of the wicked. That means we don't understand at all. Ve'af lo miyesurei hatzadikim, and we don't understand why such righteous people seem to suffer. This was in Mishpacha, like I mentioned, 25 Elo, 5782. Oh, the same Mishpacha that I quoted last night. No, that was 25. Yeah, Elo. Yonasan Rosenblum. Okay. It's been sitting on my desk since then, and I've been waiting to quote from it in Pirkei Avos this year. And it took a number of months to get to the right place. It's entitled, And Avram Said Hineni. It's an article by Avram Fixler. The name should be very famous to you because of his daughter, Alta. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm surprised. It was an ordinary Sunday, 15 Teves, 5779. When we received the gift called Alta. It had been 6 years since our first child had been born, so obviously the couple went through a period of unstated infertility, but clearly alluded to. It had been 6 years since our first child was born. And we now found ourselves in St. Mary Hospital in Manchester, England, hoping desperately that this time we would return home with a baby. The doctor came out and gave me bad news. You have a baby who is alive, but she isn't breathing on her own and she will not live, Mr. Fixler. Get used to the idea and update your life. I stood in the cold corridor, alone, and I burst into tears. But I didn't have much time to cry because I had to break the news to my wife. Before I could do that, though, I was called in for a meeting with some of the senior doctors who explained to me how serious the situation was. They didn't even give me time to absorb what was happening. They wanted me to agree immediately to disconnect life support machines because as far as they were concerned, this was a waste of their time. Tying in three separate but very much related concepts with this very powerful piece. One is that a Yehudi never gives up. Two is Al tisya eish min hepar'anus. And three is Ein biyadenu lo mishalves harasha'im ve'af lo miyesurei hatzadikim. I very gently shared the news with my wife. She looked at me with tears in her eyes and she said, Avremi, promise we won't give up on the baby. The first thing his wife said was, Avremi, promise me you won't give up on the baby. Promise me we will take her home at any cost and in any situation, because that's what I want. This is my child. This is the strength of a Jewish mother. I couldn't like orchestrate this year better than the Ribbono Shel Olam did. She was the one who put me in the right frame of mind. And my wife reminded me why we were in this world. In that room, I promised I would turn over the world to take our baby Alta home. This was the beginning of an excruciating journey that took 3 years. 3 years of hope, 3 years of tears, 3 years during which we wanted only one thing, to take Alta home alive. We fought the battle of Hashem, but also the battle of regular parents. who just wanted their child. Says the Rav, a pessimist can never be an educator because he is doomed from failure from the outset. It is the aim who has unlimited amuna in her child and in the Ribono Shel Olam. Those 3 years seemed like an eternity, and for us, those 3 years will never end. After all the suffering, the decree was cast. We fought hard. We endured 9 complicated court cases that cost a fortune of money. But it was a heartless judge that decided our Alta did not have the right to live. But we are ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. Omein emuna. We are ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. That means we go all the way back to the amuna of Avram Avinu. And we know it's Hashem who pulls the strings. On 13 Cheshvan 5782, in front of our eyes, with a minion of Yiren in the room, a doctor and nurse walked in and simply switched off the lights, life support equipment. They didn't look at us. They didn't say a word. There was no apology, not even a glance. I cannot describe what we felt then. If you don't know what I'm referring to, first of all, I'm very surprised. Second of all, you could Google her name, Alta Fixler. In a subsequent mishpacha, there was a further piece on her recently, and there was a picture of her matseva by her keva. She's buried in Eretz Yisrael. And on the matseva, it actually says, Hashem Yinkom Dama. I don't know if anyone saw the subsequent follow-up of mishpacha. There's a picture of their son davening by the keva, and it says, Hashem Yinkom Dama on it. As I write these lines, my tears are dripping onto the keyboard. There was such a feeling of humiliation that we, her parents, could not do the minimal act of protecting our child. A feeling of failure. But we understood it's all from Hashem. Like the Rav says, she will patiently try to do some particular thing for a child over and over again. Since failure, however disappointing, does not weaken her determination to bring out the best and finest in a child. 9 court battles, and they never gave up. With tears in my eyes, I declared to all the Yidden who were there, and I spoke to Alta. I spoke to her a lot. I told her it was Monday, the week of Parshas Vayera, the narrative of Akedas Yitzchak. There are no coincidences in the world. My name is Avram. Kosh Baruch Hu asked me for my dear daughter Alta. My Alta, who I loved, is a korban. And from that moment, I gave Alta to Kosh Baruch Hu. I accepted that whatever happened was in his hands. Alta fought for her life for a few more hours after life support was shut off. And then her soul departed with Echad, which we spoke about this morning. The people in the room at that time relate that they clearly sensed something very lofty and holy and important. We endured the Levaya, and then it was over. But for us, Alta's parents, it was just the beginning of the pain, the beginning of emptiness. We no longer felt an intimate partnership that we previously felt with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in bringing up and in saving this child. It is now months later. I still wake up from vivid dreams, perspiring. I am sure I took Alta out of the hospital while she was alive. These are things that become harder. They do not become easier with the passage of time. And yet I travel all over the world to tell Alta's story. Because the chizuk that I offer others gives me chizuk as well. The amuna, that's the word used, that we absorbed as children accompanies us. Someone once shared, she didn't remember, I reminded her this year, Shana Gerlitz, are you here? Gerlitz, I'm sorry, Shana Gerlitz, are you here tonight? Shani shared an interesting part with me many years ago about the Akedas Yitzchak, and I reminded her this year, she said, it's good you remember because I don't remember. In the beginning of Peruch of Beis, when Hashem told Avram to take Yitzchak, Vayachar Dvar Me'ela, was after these things, Ve'elokim Nisa As Avram, Yomer Avram, Yermahinini. Yermakachnas bincha, sichidcha, shahaptas Yitzchak. Ribbono Shel Olam didn't just tell him to take Yitzchak. He told him, kachnas bincha, take your child, as sichidcha, your only one, as Yitzchak. Asher ahavta, the one you love, as Yitzchak. The Rav has a piece where he speaks about the absolute faith of a child in the mother, just like the mother's faith in the child. Child has faith in the mother. And the child has unwavering, absolute faith. So Shani proposed, perhaps, when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, kachnas bincha, take your child, take your inner child, God was saying to Avram, because it is only the faith of a child, the absolute, uncompromising, unwavering faith of a child in his parent, that could do such an act as the Akedah. Kachnas bincha, God was saying to Avram, take your inner child, who is pure, untainted emunah, if you will be successful in this act. And that's what Rami Fixler says here. Mermaic too. The amunah that we absorbed as children accompanies us. The amunah of the child is so pure. The amunah of the child is not jaded. It's not pessimistic. It's not negative. It's just pure, holy amunah. Mr. Fixer says that's the amunah that resides within all of us. Shani proposed perhaps that what it means, kachnas bincha. First, God was saying to Avram, it's based on a different piece of the Rav that she proposed it. Take your inner child, because only the faith of an inner child can do this act. Then, asichidcha sh'ahavta asyitzchak. The amunah we absorb as children accompanies us. So does the knowledge that we tried to do everything we possibly could for Alta. A few weeks ago, if you remember, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, we learned the Mishnah, Lo alecha hamlecha ligmar, Lo ata ben charin li batal mivena. The end result's up to God. The effort's up to us. Lo alecha hamlecha ligmar, Hashem's going to finish it the way He wants to finish it. Lo ata ben charin li batal mivena. But it is not, you are not absolved from trying your best. The amunah that we absorb as children accompanies us, but so does the knowledge that we try to do everything we possibly could for Alta. That is the real nechama. That is the balm to our souls. I think all my shirim are important. Not because they're my shirim, because they're Hashem's Torah. But we're putting together a lot of really fundamental concepts. Lo alachaham lachaligmar velo ata ben charin li batamimena. To be moda al ha'emes is to absorb the courage of Yehuda, of a Yehudi, to never give up. To remember that when poor Anus faces us, al tit ya'ish, a Jew never gives up. We don't have despair. And finally, em biyadenu lo mishavas harishayim ve'af lo miyisur ha'tzadikim. We just don't understand. Putting this concept all together along with a piece of the Rav where we began. A mother will never despair of her child. She will never spare any effort to further his welfare. She is the most unselfish being. Her faith in her child can never be shaken. She will patiently try to do some particular thing for her child over and over, since failure, however disappointing, does not weaken her determination to bring out the best and the finest. The aim is unconditionally committed to her child, in whose capability she has unrestricted trust. So many children today are floundering, they're lost, they're confused. It's a difficult world to be an adult sometimes. It's an even more difficult world to be a child. How does Mr. Fixer end his piece? And it ties together everything we've spoken about. Dear parents, /teacher/omein, I ask you for the aliyah of the neshama of Alta Bas Avram. Invest in your child, even if he is different from what you expected. Or reverse your approach to parenting. Let go of your expectations. Invest and appreciate the gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted you. Our job is not to succeed. Lo alacham lachavigmar. He doesn't say that. I'm trying to get into Perkei Avos. Our job as parents is to try our hardest. Our job as parents is not to succeed. It is to invest the maximum in our children. Even when it's hard for us. Primarily when it is hard for us. Parents of special children, and the word special children today can be brought in to mean a lot of things. Know that you have the privilege of being chosen and trusted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take pride in your child. Take pride in your job in this world. And in the bond that is forged between you and the third partner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rav. Your religious leader is an instructor, a teacher, an educator. He is charged with the mission of completing God's works. He is the helper and companion of God, through a dedicated effort of enlightening the ignorant, ennobling the vulgar, revealing to man his own great capability, and leading him to a great destiny. The religious leader. One second. I came to base, so I shouldn't have interruptions. Okay. Baruch Hashem, let's keep going. The religious leader, the instructor, the teacher, the educator, the omein, the aim, never has yeilush from per anus. And instead of questioning why God sends shalva to the rishayim and yisurim to the tzaddikim, he works with God what God has given him. And he knows, I can't guarantee the outcome. That's up to you. All I can do is lo'ata ben chorinu betel mimena. I will never give up. Like Yehuda, who did not give up on the ben zakunim. And so the religious leader must have faith in God and at the same time faith in man. He's both a ma'amin and an omein. A believer and a nursemaid. He is both patient as he is courageous. I will finish by repeating Mr. Fixer's final words without interrupting him, because before I was talking about Pirkei Avos, I'll let him speak for himself. Dear parents, I ask you for the Aliyah v'Nesham of Altabas Avram. Invest in your child, even if he is different from what you expected. Or reverse your approach to parenting. Let go of your expectations. Invest. Appreciate the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted you. Our job is not to succeed. Our job as parents is to try our hardest and to invest the maximum in our children, even when it's hard for us, primarily when it is hard for us. Parents of special children, know you have the privilege of being chosen and trusted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take pride in your child. Take pride in your job in this world. And take pride in the bond that is forged between you and the third partner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shir Shabbi Yischos Aliyah Neshama for Avram Daniel Ben Moshe Yehuda, Zichrono Levracha, on the occasion of his Yahrzeit 11th Kislev, from his place, like his friend Sarah wrote, like his daughter, Sarah wrote, my good friend, should have nachas from his daughter, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and his great-great-grandchildren. The shir will be posted, Be'ezrat Hashem. I think it's important shir to share with others, especially those who you may know who are struggling with special children. And today, that includes a wide range of special children. So I ask and I urge you to share it with others. Shubi zochet to see v'yinu am Hashem elkeinu aleinu ma'asei yedinu kodanu aleinu. That's not Pirkei Avos. It's Tehillim. Ma'asei yedinu kodaninu. B'soros tovos, b'azos Hashem. We have sponsors for next week, so Hashir will continue b'azos Hashem. Thank you so much. Shabbat shalom. Kol tov to all. Thank you.